Hello, hello, hello. This is the first episode of Y2K. This is a podcast where we look at the 2000s. We think, what the hell was that? And we just talk about it and we compare it. We think, was it actually good? Does it hold up? What are the people who are involved in whatever piece of media we're looking at? What are they doing now? And maybe we'll just make fun of some weird probably have to censor that. Okay, so this is just an intro episode. Not all of us are here. However, I still think you'll get a pretty good idea of the gang just from this. So we'll start with me. My name is Blessing, born in December of 2000. As far as I know, I blinked into existence at about age 5. Most of what I remember from my childhood was just TV and media. Much Music had a hold on me. I was way too young to watch the things that I did. I loved Aqua Teen's Hunger Force and Clone High and Robot Chicken and the Boondocks. And I still love those shows. I still think it's really funny that like there's a claymation Strawberry Shortcake cussing out her friend. It's still so funny to me. At the very same time, I love Tokyo Mew Mew and Winx Club and all that stuff. And I still love pop culture. I would say I'm a student of pop culture. I've been pretty deep in it of all kinds, and I think this podcast is a really fun way to explore it. And since the 2000s are being romanticized now, I want to enjoy that and, you know, revel in the nostalgia, but also we were kids, so there's a lot that we missed out on, and that's something that I really hope to explore in this podcast. So that was me. Next introducing themselves is the lovely Cheyenne. Go ahead.
Oh my God, I'm called Lovely.
Yeah, girl.
A great start. Oh my God. Hi, my name is Cheyenne. I was born September 2000. Life started happening around age 4, and most of my awareness of the 2000s was any cartoon Butch Hartman made. So Fairly Odd Parents, the others. Fairly Odd Parents was the big one for me. SpongeBob SquarePants. I was like diehard Backyardigans fan. Which was such a bummer because it would come on at 9 and I'd have to go to bed at 9. So it's like, life was hard. I think the movie I watched on repeat was like Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. That was still so good. I had such a great time. Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius. Blessing, when you mentioned Much Music, I remember nearly falling back in my chair because that was a huge deal. Much Music, you'd play the music videos in the morning and then maybe at night. Then it was 16, which sometimes I'd feel bad watching, and then Total Drama Island, which I definitely felt bad watching. Yeah, Total Drama Island, also all the internet stuff, Happy Tree Friends mostly.
Oh my God.
That's like the majority of like this, like around that ballpark. Happy Tree Friends and other things in that ballpark. Was Salad Fingers doing its thing around that era, or was that a bit later? I don't remember.
I think that was like early 2010s.
Okay, cool. But yeah, Happy Tree Friends. I was kind of like getting into like, what was it? I played a lot of MASH. Yeah, that pretty much sums up like most of it. Yeah, Jimmy Neutron, Fairly Odd Parents, MASH. That'll do it. As for my relationship with pop culture now, it's weird. I always knew the 2000s were going to be romanticized again because we're at that age now where we actually can kind of, this is what are from my childhood.
The 20-year cycle.
Yeah. So, you know, it happened. And so far, it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. I do find that sometimes I kind of have my head in the sand when it comes to, like, my awareness of, like, pop culture and, like, what's going on. And if I see some, I'm definitely someone where it's like, breaking news, a celebrity you like is involved in a thing that you don't like. And I don't engage. And so, you know, maybe I'm willingly have my head in the sand, but who knows? Maybe that'll change with this lovely audio program.
Maybe it will. I think it's really fun, the idea of like people coming into this blind, which we'll talk about a little more after Afia introduced herself. So go ahead.
Hello, I am Afia. I was born 2000, April 2000. Found out that I'm the oldest in this little group right now, as this moment. So I'm feeling good. You're talking about when we became conscious of life.
Listen, I just said that.
Oh, I thought that was the theme we were going for.
I didn't but know yeah, that y'all were
maybe three,
that
two. I don't know. That's an interesting topic, though. Like, I think it's interesting that people remember like the exact thing that they first remember. Like, that's so weird to me. But anyways, yeah, I watched a lot of Barbie movies, not by choice, though. I was kind of like thrown into it because I have a lot of cousins and they liked Barbie quite a bit. So I just kind of tagged along. Yeah, BET was another like main thing that I remember the most because it was just always on in my house. Because I did live with my cousins at one point and they're a lot older than me. So like the TV would just be on. My uncle would play like, I don't know, specifically the Sunday BET programs because it's the Lord's Day. Amen, I guess. A lot of computer games, a lot of Disney. Yeah, I don't really remember that much. I'm sorry, I have a bad memory, but yeah, that's about it.
No, that's perfectly fine. Maybe we'll like awaken some memories from you.
I hope.
That'd be so nice.
Yeah, you sound terrified.
Okay.
No, I have a bad memory. I want to have those memories awakened.
So far, those are three of us. There are more. I'll just shortly tell you about them, kind of. We have Miranda. I can't speak for her, but we have Miranda. We also have Nada. Both of them are immigrants. So I want to point that out just because I think it'll be a very interesting dynamic because they weren't here for the 2000s or at least the early 2000s. And I really think that their perspective and reactions to things will be very interesting. And we also have Elise. I don't know what to say about Elise. She's just super rad, all right? You'll meet her. You'll meet her. Don't, why are you pressuring me? Oh my God. Oh my God, leave me alone. Anyways, yeah. Off. Oh my God, back off. This is so much pressure. Ah! But yeah, they'll be here next time and they'll give a proper introduction of themselves. So look out for that. It'll be a lot of fun. Have you been seeing the Nicki Minaj news lately?
Yep.
I am going to make this relate because when she like first came out in like 2006 or 7, my brother was like super into her. So like I have known of her and like have been listening to her pretty actively since then. I am what you would call a Barb. Not anymore. But I was quite the Barb and I really did look up to her and think she was so cool for literally the majority of my life. I have really loved Nicki Minaj. It's so weird to see her go out like this.
It's rough. It's one of those things where it's like you look at someone like Nicki and it's like, sis, you are too talented, too hot to be doing this to yourself. What are you doing?
Like, she really would have been unbeatable.
Honestly. And, like, I was going to say there's not to like a redemption arc, but I don't know. The list keeps listing, you know? You know? I remember I felt, like, just as intensely, like, I remember I used to really, like, and again, this might be early 2010s again, and I'm mixing up my years, but I was super into Azalea Banks.
Oh, I love her.
So talented. So, like, I still bump 212.
I still love her. I don't care.
It's just a lot of like, for me, it's a lot of like, you know, wave your arms in the air, stop.
Okay, listen, this is what I'm saying though. So I also want to talk about like the 2010s, since that's when we were like the most lucid. Like, that's what we remember the most. Mainly like the early 2010s, you know, the weird TikTok kids are kind of getting into. But like, isn't it weird? I said this to my coworker and she almost beat me up, but then she was like, actually, you're right. Azalea Banks is less problematic than Nicki Minaj. Hear me out.
That's kind of
it's accurate because Azalea Banks wasn't hurting other people like actively. She was just talking a lot of shit and being annoying, you know? She wasn't like doing something that actively hurt people. Nicki Minaj is dating a sex offender. And every time she does this weird stuff in the news, it's to cover up something. She was harassing the victim. She's spreading COVID-19 misinformation. She's allowing straight up racism. Like, Nicki Minaj is messier than Azalea Banks right now. And you would never think that in like 2013.
And I think too, with like Azalea Banks, like people were quick to like shut up, Azealia, bangs. We're like, okay, we're done with her. It's over. It's done. Like, Nikki is one of those people who just kind of become very, very, very hard to cancel, just because they have such a loyal, I think partially because she has such a loyal fan base, but also because like we all bump her music.
Yeah, like she's been around so long. Like she's the soundtrack to a lot of my childhood. Like, are you joking? Do you think I'm not gonna bump to Moment for Life? Afia's back. Ooh. And she can jump in whenever she wants, but like I still know all the lyrics to that song. I still Itty Bitty Piggy, I'm sorry, I would disgrace my family for that song live in person, because yo. And also I don't even feel like anyone's trying to cancel her. I feel like they just want to hold her accountable, specifically because she's such a pillar in like so many people's musical lives, that like pretending that they want to just get rid of her, like, it's not gonna work. Almost like Kanye, where it's like, you've done too much for music and you're such a genius, so like, we can't get rid of you. We can't, even if we want to, we can't. So like, we'll take what we can get.
It's like, we want to see you win.
Yeah,
this is not it.
Exactly. Sophia, we were talking about all the recent Nicki Minaj drama and how from the 2000s 2010s you would have never really seen it coming to this, and this being her end. Do you know anything about it?
I was talking to my mom about it, but like she didn't care, so I kind of just dropped the topic. Is it the Jesse Nelson's whole thing?
All of it.
Yeah. All and of it's it. Like the thing about her cousin in Trinidad and all that stuff.
Or is
that
something it's different? Humongous testicles.
I was like, what is going on?
Were you a Barb growing up?
I don't think so. I wasn't allowed to be.
Oh,
but like, of course they played it in like the gym, so like I knew Super Bass and all, like what it. But like as I got older, like I would know of Nicki Minaj songs, but I don't actively follow her. So I didn't actively follow her.
Okay, so you and me are very different there. I was a Barb. I was a Barb until like a month ago. She just keeps disappointing me. Like I can't let imagine if Beyonce went out like that.
Yo.
Ooh. Oh my God.
I feel like if Beyonce went out in this, I feel like the world would collapse.
Really would. I'm so happy that she just doesn't talk.
I was just about to say that. I feel like she doesn't talk ever. Like, you never hear headlines like Beyonce caught saying, I don't know what headlines say, but like you never hear anything about her doing stuff. Like, what did she do? But
so thankful. Be rich.
Yeah,
I think she's got the right idea, honestly. Yeah. Come out when you're here to do the music and make the money, and then
exactly
then maybe do a feminism and then go home.
Exactly. And like, listen, I don't know if everyone feels this way, but in the 2000s, I feel like pop culture was just so hectic and so like unadulterated fun. But now we're really concerned about like who artists are as people.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's a difference?
I mean, yeah, to an extent. I mean, sometimes when I think about like 2000s like controversy, I'm thinking like Britney, Justin, and like things in that ballpark. But I think, I don't know if it's because like with social media now, it's like who someone is as a person is a lot more accessible, you know? Like Twitter is literally flying neurons. You know, whereas to access someone as a person in like the 2000s, it was mostly through tabloids and stuff and whatnot. So
yeah, that's, you know, true. I think that's like a big part of the fun 2000s pop culture, that like you didn't actually know what was going on, and now hyper accessibility. And I think Beyonce is keeping that alive by not giving any details of her life. Like, we can still have that, like, I don't want to say perfect, and I don't want to like you know, like do some weird idol worship stuff, but we still have like that like pristine figure that like we don't see anymore. And I kind of want to go back to that, if I'm being honest. Like, I do care about like the unethical and just bad actions of people, but at the same time, I just want to have fun, sing for me, dance for me, like I don't care.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like I know too much.
Yeah. And now what we're going to do is, on this day, we're going to try and look back to October 13th of 2000, since that's the year we were all born, and I think that'd be nice for the first episode. And we're going to look at some headlines. Are y'all ready for that?
Sure, man.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay. October 13th, 2000. Friday the 13th and a full moon happened to be on the same night. That's kind of cool. Jennifer Lopez and Puff Daddy were dating.
Huh.
Wow.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just can't see it.
I mean, I'm trying to see it now since it happened. But, you know, documented evidence.
And they've both gone in quite interesting directions.
Yeah.
Especially P. Diddy. Y'all hear that he's you know, tink.
Oh. No, I didn't hear that. I was literally talking about P. Diddy the other day.
He's a little tink. He's a little limp wristed. But not like full gay, it seems. It's always been like a rumor, and like people have been saying it like on the Breakfast Club and stuff, like, y'all know P. Diddy likes men. And then recently there was like a report of him with a rapper, and they were just like, yo, we think that's his new boy toy. But then like a month or two later, he was with Carisha from City Girls, and we were like, this is strange. this is just strange.
All right.
Yeah, so P. Diddy went interesting. J-Lo, I don't want to say she's had a fall from grace, but I think people are much more active about being like, this woman is not a singer, which I love.
I don't hear anything about either of them, like, ever.
Really? Yeah. I think it's just because I'm on Twitter a lot.
Okay.
Also, yeah. I think we already established that I'm the one who's the most like tuned into pop culture.
Probably. Yeah.
So I'll be educating you a little bit. But do you know about J-Lo's musical history and how it's, you know, a sham?
The last J-Lo song I heard that was like released was that song she did with Iggy Azalea, Booty.
Oh.
Which I remember.
See, I don't even know that.
Yeah,
I've never heard of the song.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, like if I'm in the right headspace, I can get into it. Mm-hmm. Which is like, with that said, it's like you shouldn't have to force yourself to get into a headspace to be into a song.
Mm-hmm.
But as for like her musical like history, there was On the Floor, and there was On the Floor, and.
There was On the Floor, yeah.
He was on the floor, additionally. Pitbull was involved. And I'm aware of Jenny from the Block, but it wasn't like a song of my youth or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's one of those things where like, I've always understood, yes, J-Lo is singer and important. And and just, it's like, it's kind of like when you say, like, we all understand that To Kill a Mockingbird is supposed to be a good book.
That's
such a good analogy.
Oh, I should also mention the three of us that are here today are all Black. I feel like I should mention that just because we mentioned To Kill a Mockingbird, and it's like, if you're Black, that book was a book. You know what I mean?
It was some words on pages. Yeah,
it was just like, all right, I have to hear my white old lady 10th grade English teacher say the N-word. That's fine.
Yo, sometimes English teachers got a bit too excited to say the N-word.
Mine definitely didn't. She had a talk with us first, and she was like, when we read it, do you want me to say it, or would you rather I skip over it? Because sometimes when I skip over it, students are confused or they're thrown off. And other times if I... Well, she was like, I've never said it without like explicitly asking first. Sometimes I just go in and I don't. But yeah, she had like a sit down with us and was just like, do you want me to say it when I read it? Because I don't know if it would take you out if I like don't say it or something. And we had like a little discussion about like, you know, use of the word and stuff. And then by the end of it, we were all like, you can say it. Which part of me is like, why? But also like, I fully get it because like the context, but yeah. So it was pretty fine, but I can see people getting excited about it. That's weird.
Yeah. And for me, it wasn't To Kill a Mockingbird. It was like this short story like called A Rose for Emily or something like that, which actually kind of slapped, if I'm being honest. But I remember we were kind of reading along, and like our teacher was just kind of like, they would always like read it out loud all dramatic like. And I'm like, okay, cool. This is a nice English class. And I remember I was reading ahead and I see the word and I'm just like, oh.
Knitter.
And then sure enough, we hear it. And I hear like a cacophony of, you know, just like, you know, and I remember someone else was like, I mean, it is in the book. And I remember being like, ma'am, we are not We are not the same.
Yeah.
You don't get to, you know, but whatever. I've totally forgotten about it, as you can see.
Awoke a memory. Back to the
Yeah,
J-Lo thing
J-Lo.
though. Afia, do you have any knowledge about J-Lo?
The most I know about J-Lo is from Made in Manhattan because that movie just used to be on the TV all the time. I don't know how they chose when to play it, but that's like the only thing that I know about her from. Like it's, you know, the movie Made in Manhattan, like 2002 or something. That's the only thing. That's like the only memory I have of her in like the media. I don't know. I don't know any of her songs.
Okay, so we kind of know what's been going on with P. Diddy since then. He's not
Yeah.
as active as a rapper anymore. He's very much a suits and ties, goes to nice parties. You know, he got his money, he's done. J Lo has been a lot more active, I'd say, in the acting field rather than music, though she tries to pretend like she still has a career.
Gosh.
When it comes to J Lo, I thought y'all knew this, but like her career is a sham. Like her songs from the 90s, like she wasn't the one singing them.
Oh, work.
Yeah, most of it was Ashanti. Sometimes it was
Oh,
Brandy,
no
but like
way.
she wasn't
Oh.
singing those songs. I thought y'all knew this, but yeah, that's a fun
No, I
thing.
never
Oh,
heard about that
okay.
until
Yeah,
literally
okay.
today.
That'll do it.
So
Okay.
like Ashanti has spoken about it a little bit, and so have the other women who have done her voice. I don't know how to say it, but like actually sung the songs. Sometimes it would even be songs that they like wrote and recorded from themselves, but then the company or like producers would be like, nah, we want that Latina girl on it, and they would give it to J-Lo.
Oh no.
Yeah, which is kind of messed up, but yeah, lately I'd say the past few years, even though it's been rolling out since like 2010s, I would even say mid 2000s. It's been known for a while, but especially the last few years, people have been going hard on like J-Lo needs to shut the fuck up. She doesn't have a career.
All
And
right. All
yeah,
right.
it's been really funny. I remember a tweet. You remember how Versus was a pretty big thing during the pandemic that we're still in?
Oh, right. Like, yeah.
Yeah, someone said there should be a J-Lo versus Ashanti versus. And it was just like that's just Ashanti versus Ashanti, but yeah, that's J-Lo, and that's kind of what her public reputation is looking like now. People aren't as huge of a fan of her; they find her kind of annoying. But like, she still has a good career, which is like, I don't know if I'm happy about that or not.
Yeah, she'll always have the money, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize she was Milli Vanillying, Milli Vanillying.
Did Milli Vanilli do that?
I think it was Milli Vanilli, but I remember the similar situation where like it was like a duo, and there was an incident where they're performing live, and they were singing, and then the track they was lip syncing started skipping,
Oh God.
and that's kind of how people found out, like, oh, they don't do the singing.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, I think it was Milli Vanilli. It was awkward. I remember seeing,
Yeah, that
oh,
sounds terrible.
and they had to like repeat the dance move they were doing while the record was skipping. It was rough. I think
Oh man.
it was Milli Vanilli. Hopefully, I'm not slandering Milli Vanilli incorrectly.
I mean, hopefully not. I'll go on to the next thing. This isn't ex specifically from the 13th of October in 2000. That was almost as far as I was getting. So this is from October 6, 2000 on people.com. On the front page, we have People reports on the son of Diana, who was merged as a poised and confident future king. And there's a picture of young Prince William, and I'm gonna say he's kind of hot. The profile for the day was Ben Stiller, and it says the actor stars in Meet the Parents. Did y'all watch that movie?
No.
No.
I didn't either. I think there was like a Scream type parody movie of it called The Date Movie. I don't remember if that's what it was supposed to be spoofing, but it was hilarious. And
Okay.
it's one of those things where I'm like, this couldn't come out today, and I actually mean
There's
it.
already a lot of that on this podcast.
Oh yeah, and you know what? We're gonna get to enjoy it, okay? You don't get to say, "Oh, I don't like this." Like you get to be honest and be like, "Oh, I laughed my ass off when that happened," 'cause I will be. I don't care if I look like a bad person. You're gonna join me. Okay, and Let's look. I think I'm actually going to wrap up the on this day section next, just for like a little bit. I want to ask you, what magazines did you read as a kid? Because I'd been thinking about it for a while trying to like research and get some material. And I thought a lot about like Perez Hilton and J14 and Tiger Beat. Were y'all into like little teen magazines?
Like, I was like aware of J14, but like I didn't really buy magazines. The only ones I was like really reading was like, I don't know who in my family had a subscription, but like there was like this magazine called Discovery Girls. And it was basically like, it was less like, oh, celebrities. It was more like how to be the best version of yourself. Here's what your handwriting says about you. And hey, if you had to choose between taking your test or skipping class to see the Jonas Brothers, what would you do? You know, stuff like that. It was more like grow as a person type stuff. You know, I remember I enjoyed it. It was the closest thing to J14 I had, so I felt very J14.
I love that.
You know, so there you go. So yeah, Discovery Girls. That was my thing.
I absolutely love that. I also want to just mention that I was never able to buy the magazines. I'm a little too poor. My mom would not allow me to. But like I'd go on the websites, and like if we were at Shoppers Drug Mart or the store, I would go into, you know, like the magazine section and like pick it up and just like read it while I was there. So it's not that you had to have bought one or anything. Just wanted to insert that in. So at least like what magazines and stuff were you interested in as a kid? So I'll pass that off to Afia.
I can't say I actively read magazines. The most I must have read is like in the store, passing the aisle. I go into the aisle and I look at it until I'm lost and I can't find my mom, because we never used to buy that kind of stuff. But I know my cousin did have a lot of People magazines, but when I was looking at them, she was of course like probably like 10 years older than me. They were all like older. It wasn't like J14 content. It was like People. It was like Jennifer Aniston is starring in a new show. Like, and I didn't know who that was. I kind of just looked at it for the fun of it. So I can't say that I ever actually read magazines. I kind of just looked at pictures.
That's super fair. I was going to ask a little bit about music and some fun stuff like that. However, I think it'll be fun to save that for when the rest of us are here. So my final question is just going to be, what do you want to get out of this going forward? What do you want to get out of Y2K?
That's an important question. It feels like a job interview all of a sudden. What do you want to get out of this, out of this podcast about your childhood musings? What do you want to get out of this? That's a good question. I guess I kind of want to unlock some of the other memories I had. I guess I want to... Yeah, I mostly just want to remember stuff. That'd be cute. That's the bulk of it. I mostly want to remember stuff. I kind of want to re-enjoy things, because I do partially feel like I slept through the 2000s to an extent, because like I remember I noticed that when they started talking about like the Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Z stuff, where it was like, oh, if you're this, like technically according to most resources, we're all Gen Z. And I'm like, cool, I like that one. They sound nice, you know? And I relate more to Gen Z than I do Gen Y. But at the same time, it's like, there are lots of things where I'm like, where I don't feel like I remember a lot of the 2000s, if that makes sense. A lot of it was like flying neurons or watching someone else's neurons fly.
Yeah.
And I remember also there was a lot of like, I'm watching this adult content and I feel bad about it. And I remember, you know, things like, oh my God, they're talking about bras. Am I a bad person if I'm watching these people talk about bras? And now I can look back and be like, Cheyenne, calm down. Oh my God. Such an anxious child.
Afia, what do you hope to get out of the podcast?
Sort of the same as Cheyenne. So just like remembering things that I didn't know I knew. Also, I feel like I experienced like my childhood and like pop culture through like a very, very blurry, foggy, dirty lens. So like every time I was looking at it, it was like me like either sneakily looking at it or hearing from someone else who heard, because I wasn't allowed to directly interact with it myself. So kind of just like finding out things like today, I didn't even know about like J-Lo and the whole not her singing thing. So that was interesting to find out. So I guess it's just interesting to hear these things that were happening like right under my nose and I didn't know anything about. So
Okay, I love that. For me, I just love talking about this stuff and I want an outlet so I can stop talking to myself on Twitter. I think that's really fun. So I want to say that's it for the intro episode, not episode one. I'll call this episode zero. Yeah, we're just talking, we're just vibing. Hopefully you'll like the podcast. We'll have a lot more structure and specific topics that we talk about going forward. Next week, I want to talk about memories. I want to talk about when did you blink into existence and what is your first memory. So if you're listening to this and maybe you want to, like, you know, let us know. Yeah, we would love to get like some type of audience response involved in this. So we'll set something like that up soon. And I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
I'm a little hungry. I got a cookie.
I'm a little hungry, yeah.
Yeah, we should probably go, right?
Yeah, we should probably,
Just like end it.
Yeah, take the time just to eat food and like muse on like mindless behavior or something. I love mindless
Yeah,
behavior.
So we're just gonna go.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.